Okay, the voice side today's daf is daf lamed gimel. We're holding the second line from the top of the amid, where the Gemara says, "Lema misayile." Let's try to bring a raya. Who are we bringing a raya to? Says Rashi to Ula. Who is Ula? Ula said yesterday on the amid base, via b'miktzas shema via. The person enters into the azara im b'miktzas. For instance, with his hands or with his nose. Any small part of the body that goes into the Azara, he is Chayiv. What is he Chayiv? Shlaki says he's Chayiv Malkus. And the Chayiv in the Azara, he'd also be Chayiv Koris. We're going to talk more about that on the Omid base. Anyway, let's try to bring a Raya that Yitzhaka Osir even be of a Mixas. Stay on the Bryce. Kolas Michois Shahoyusham. We're on the second line from the top of Lamed Gimel Omid Aleph. Kolas Michois Shahoyusham. Kolas Michois means all those kabbanis where you made a smicha. Which kabbanis did you make a smicha? Most kabbanis, not all kabbanis. Remember back on Daf Beis Omid Aleph, the Mishnah told us that the Shlomim, for instance, does have smicha. But Bechor and Maaser, as well as Karban Pesach, do not have smicha. Well, as you might look back on the Beis Amid Aleph, says if a person had in mind from a lower level carbon to a higher level carbon, said one Mandiyomar na Mishnah, who's that Mandiyomar? That was Shimon Achi Azariah. The reason why we refer to Shimon Achi Azariah is to tell you that Azariah supported him with money. And therefore, Azariah shared in the schar, just like Yisachar and Zvulun. But what did he say? Shteitach and Rashi, v'chor umas behem and nemuchim meishlam. They consider to be lower level than shlamim. Neisha shlamim teunin matan arba smicha v'gisachim to mischaz v'shayt. So we see the v'chor maser as well as Pesach do not have smicha. Anyway. All those kabbalists that did require smicha, we say about them, take if the smicha shchita. Meaning, right after the smicha, there should be a shchita. And the reason why there should be a shchita right after the smicha, partially is because that's the Seder HaPsukim. Those are the Psukim that we quoted yesterday. It says in the Pasuk, V'samach yodei al roisha oila. As soon as you finish your smicha, schnell, go ahead and do the shchita. Aha, says the Braisa. Chutz mizu, except for this case. Which is this case? Our case of the asham mitzoira. That's different. Why is it different? Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Shahoisa b'Shar Nikanor, because the smicha took place in Shar Nikanor. Shar Nikanor was the entranceway to the Azara, but the Shar Nikanor itself did not have Kedushas Azara. It was an extension of the Ezras Noshim. And what's the halacha? There, the person who is a Metzayir is allowed to go. He's not allowed to go into the Azara. Remember, he's still a Mechusa Kippur. So therefore, he still has a degree of Tumah. And therefore, he's not allowed to go into the Azara. But he could stand in the Shar Niknar. And we would take the Behema and we would bring it out to him. He would put his hands on it and he would go and do the Smicha. Zog the Braisa Shem Metzayir Yechol Yikonis L'Sham. Because Metzayir cannot enter into the Azara Achimazin Olav Midam Chatos and Midam Hashamay until they bring for him the Kabbonis that he needs to bring. Although the Lashon HaGemara is Mazin Olav, Rashi says, we don't mean literally that we spritz on him from the Karm Chatos and Karm Oshem. You spritz from the Karm Chatos and the Karm Oshem on the Mizbeach. What we mean to say is, until they bring that carbon on his behalf, and therefore he will go at that point and have the full Kippurim. Until now he is Mechusa Kippurim. After those Kabbanas are brought, he'll have the full Kapar. Anyway, so since he's not allowed to go inside, he waits out there in the Shar Nikonah. If you're going to tell me that Biva Miktis is garnish, there's no problem. As long as you don't go in Roisha Verubai, you just put in your hands, it's not a problem. Why do they have to go and schlep the behema out from the Azaret into the Shar Niknar, and then you should do the smicha, and then bring the behema back in for the shchita inside the Azara? let the behemoth be standing there next to the Shar Niknor, in other words, in the Azara, but right outside the entrance, or right inside the entrance, and let the Metzayra stand in the Shar Niknor and stick out his hands, put his hands on top of the behemoth, and finish. Is the Chayra Raya that Bia B'Mixis Shema Bia. And that's what Ula said yesterday, that Bia B'Mixis Shema Bia, and that's why you cannot even stick in your hands, with the lone exception, of course, for purposes of the Oizen and the Bohinas.
It's a large thumb.
Right, like we discussed yesterday. And a large toe. Exactly right. So those are the exceptions to the rule, but otherwise you can't go and put your hands in. Stay outside in the Shar Niknor.
What was the area where you said you're not even allowed to have an Asar in there?
That's the Azara. That's what we call Bia Mixa Shema Bia. Yeah. Yog to Gemara is Lechayra Guteraya. Amr of Yosef, no, there's no raya. Why is there no raya? Hamani Rabbi Yois Rabbi Yehudahi. The Amr Merchik Tzavtoin. What's my thing, Gemara says? Says of Yosef, the raya that the Gemara tried to bring was very, very nice, but it is not conclusive. It's not determinative. Why not? Because you remember back on Daf Chav, we had a three-way machloikis. Whenever you're shechting a carbon b'tzofoin, question is, what's the definition of tzofoin?
Yeah.
Who were the three mandiyamim we had? We had what the Gemara quotes, not Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who learns that it has to be directly parallel, assuming that this happens to be from Feach, assuming that this is the kevish, is from this side that you climb up, now you're top of the Mizbeach, that's the Dorim, this is the tzofoin side. So from the tzofoin, all the way parallel, right, left, straight ahead,
due north.
Till due north until the wall of the Azara, all that area, according to everybody, is suffering. The question is, what about northeast? And what about northwest? Northwest is Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon. That's between the Mizbeach and the Heichal. But of course, not between the Mizbeach on the left-hand side, on the western
side.
The northwest side, exactly. Now, the same thing applies to our case, which is the case of Rebbe. Rebbeinu HaKadosh says towards the northeast side, which means between the Azara and the opening. The opening Azara was here on the east side. We went into the Shar Niknor. Here's all east. Now, this part is the northeast. According to Rebbe, you can go and check over here. So what our Gemara is telling us is, if you would hold like Rebbe, that you can go and check northeast, that's fine. Of course, it also depends on exactly where the Mizbeach is standing, which itself is a big hot potato, a big machloikis, whether it's the Tzofen or the Dorim in the middle. But assuming that the Tzofen of the Mizbeach was parallel to the Shar Niknor, right? Assuming that the Mizbeach was parallel to the Shar Niknor, as you enter into the Shar Niknor, you already are in front of the northeast of the Mizbeach. So according to Rebbe, you can in fact go and put your hands in theoretically and do the smicha. The fact that our Braisa doesn't give that aitza, but says let the behaima go out to the Shar Niknor, that was the raya of the Gemara that Yibba makes a shmabia. However, says Rabbi Yosef, it could be that this Braisa could contribute to Yehuda. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that you cannot do the shchita right next to the in the northeastern region of the Azar. It has to be directly parallel and corresponding to the Mizbeach itself. Ah, from the Shar Niknor until that space, you know how many Amis you have to go? 22 Amis. Why 22 Amis? 11 Amis for Ezra's Yisrael, with the Yisraelim without a stand, and another 11 Amis for the Kahanim to stand. So it's 22 Amis all together. So unless the Metzora had very, very, very long arms, there's no way that he can go 22 Amos long, which is approximately 44 feet long. Then it would be impossible for him to go and do a smicha, which should be on the Mokoim Shechita. That's why our Gemara tells us, according to Beis from Yehuda, there's no purpose in trying to stretch your hands into the Azara, because anyway it's not going to be taken the smicha shchita. You're going to have to go and schlep this behema anyway all the way to the middle of the Mizbeach, and that's why we say this is an exception to the rule. We don't have the benefit of taking smicha shchita, contribution to Yehuda. That's what he said, the Omer Merchik Tzofen. Tzofen means that only directly corresponding to the Tzofen of Mizbeach, and therefore from the Shaar Nikner to there was a big Merchik, was a long distance.
It's Tekev.
Means Tekev. Tekev means right after, miyad.
So he brought the Behema out, and then he did Smicha, and he brought it right in, so that's not considered Tekev?
No. The Tekev that we're talking about is that they're both together in the Azor at the same time. As soon as he finishes this, please. Smicha, the Shaykh could go to the chest. Zhokti Moravaita, Velevi Pishpish. Why don't we go and make holes in the wall, small little holes, on the tzofen side of the Mizbeach. In other words, we're trying to accomplish over here the take of the Smicha Shechita. Let the Behemah Taka be right in front of the Mizbeach, and let's go put the two hands in from the tzofen side.
On the other side.
Exactly. Instead of putting his hand... I know you're not happy with the kasha. We'll soon see with the teretz the reason why you're unhappy. But the point is, the Shaar Nikner, you put in your two hands, that was the Gemara, Shaila, or Kasha, or Ryan, bring it in two hands. No, it's too far. Why? Because the Mizbeach is far away, 22 amas away. Fine. So let's go to the northern end of the Azara and open up two small holes in the wall. Do it nicely, nicely furnished, you know, not just break holes. Put the two hands in, and then they'll be right, take with Mikha Shechita. Zhokti Mora, that would be impossible. By Vrub Dam Travai, Hakim Tav Yad Hashem Alai, Hiskil, Kamalechas, Hatavnis, period. Everything that had to do with the construction and design of the Beis HaMikdash had to be Hakol Bechsam Yad Hashem Alai Hiskil. It was directly a tzivoy, the designs, the blueprints all came from the Rebbe Yishalem to David HaMelech. So therefore, when the Beis Hamikdash was constructed, it was all...
That you can't alter the measurements.
You can't alter the measurements for purposes of the altar. Very good. Barry, you had a question before.
All the other Hashemos also, like the Chatas, have to be geshachted in Safon.
Mm-hmm.
So forget the case of the...
Hashem Metzayra.
Of the Hashem Metzayra. Let's say Hashem Nezer Tomei.
Or a Chatas.
Does Chatas also require Smicha?
Chatas also requires smicha. Don't remember.
I remember either. That's
yes, it does. Yes, chatas and Hashem requires smicha.
Okay, so you have smicha. So all those cases, the Baal is standing in the northeast area. It's the same problem, isn't it?
First of all, even if it's in the northeast area, that you still have accomplished 11 amas. It's not 22 amas, right? Because you have full 11 amas.
It's still not takeif.
That's number one. Number two, I believe that for purposes of korban, they're allowed to go all the way to the mizbeach. It's just those 11 amas are the standard, normal place where people are standing.
But there's a requirement you can
I
go
believe
up.
So
even the one says it's due north,
right.
The Baal can come
right.
over.
Okay. I believe so, yeah.
Thank you.
Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so that was the answer. You thought you had a good raya to Ula that take the Ra. That Mia b'miktzish mo Mia, you don't have a raya because it's going to the Rishon Yehuda, and that's why you cannot go and do the sticking of the hands. Good. Ikriyami, I have another reason, says the Gemara. Even if you hold like Rebbe, that holds that you can do the Shechita in the northeastern region of the Azara. So that theoretically you could open up the Shaar Nikner, put your hands in and do the smicha in the Shaar Nikner. The reason why we don't do it that way, but we schlep out the behemoth to the Shaar Nikner, says Yomar Ikadiyami, Amr of Yosef, Kol Asoymech Roishe Verubay Machnes, Maitayimah Kol Koychei Be'inan. Is exactly how you do the smicha. So Rav Yosef says we go like the Maniyam that says you need kol koichai. To go kol koichai, this is not just a symbolic putting the hands on. You gotta put the ganze pressure, roishe berubay on, the ganze keach. That's the case, even though you think he'll just stick out his hands from the Shaar Nikner, but he's gotta go and bend over and put the ganze koich of them. Once he does that, it'll be roishe berubay inside the Azara. Then kuli alam moida, that's not just a bia b'miktzas, that's rubay kikule, that's a real bia with a capital B, or capital base. Good. Frankie Marietz, let's try, okay, we now have Bindocha the Raya to Ula. But let's try to understand the Braisa a little bit in more in detail, a little bit more b'amkus. My Kosovo, what is the Tana of this Braisa hold? I Kosovo smichas asham mitzoyer di Raisa. Mitekev l'smicha shchita gesundheit. Tekev l'smicha shchita is also di Raisa. Leil v'lismach lihedya t'rachmona omar. What does Gemara mean to say? Number one, the Gemara tells us that this, that you do smich and Hashem Metzayra, is not so simple. Because
of all things that you suffer, I mean, I know we're talking about because he has to do the thing.
But that has to do behind this and he has to do the ear.
That's what reminds me.
Right.
That's why But there are others also that could be...
Exactly right. But the Braisa is referring specifically to the Matzah. If you look again, the Braisa...
On earlier the Yom,
you're doing beautifully. But look in the Braisa itself. The fifth line of today's blood. You see, the first one of the line is Matzah.
Right.
Similar thing, Matzah. And Rashi points out that there is a machloikis whether, in fact, Asham Mitzayra requires smicha min ha-tayra. Why is there a shayla? Because it doesn't say befeirish in the parasha of Asham Mitzayra that you do a smicha.
There are other things that Mitzayra has to do with it.
No question, other things. The question is, does he also have to do a smicha? It doesn't say expressly. The reason why we hold, at least those that hold, that smicha by Asham Mitzayra is deraisa, is because of the famous pasuk that we quoted earlier. The beginning of the Masechta, Kachatas, Ka'asham, Toira Achas Lahem, and therefore there's a hekish from Chatas to Asham, Asham to Chatas, and by Shar Ashamois, it does say Befeirish in the Toira that you go and do Smicha. Here too, you go and do Smicha from this pasuk. So it doesn't say Befeirish, but we learn out based on that hekish. Aha. Okay, so if our Braisa holds that in fact that's the Raisa, and he also holds the take of the Smicha Shechita that you have to do the Shechita immediately after the Smicha, no waiting around, no coffee breaks, no time to say a short vart, you go right after the Smicha into the Shechita, if those attack a two requirements to Raisa, why is it any different than the requirement that the Metzoira have blood put on his behinds, where although according to Ula, via b'miktishma, via you know that I put your hands in, you know, even put a hair into the azara, but the Torah says you got to put the blood over here and the blood over there and a little bit. So therefore, in that case, the Torah says it's mutter. That's how you do the taharas metzoira.
It's tikkun gavra.
But it's not taking God, but that's what the Torah tells you. The Torah tells you, notwithstanding that normally you're not allowed. Are you allowed to go and shecht an animal on Shabbos? Chas v'shalom, of course not. That would be one of the... Oh, but in the Mikdash of the Torah, you have to. Not only you can, that's the way to do the avodah. So you tell me, what kabbalas do you bring on Shabbos? Every single carbon tomid you bring every day, as well as the carbon musaf. How you had to go on Shach? Torah zoktach, and that's the exception to the rule. So Torah is telling you by the Mitzvah, that's the exception to the rule. So if, in fact, smicha is required in the Torah, and take of smicha shechita is required in the Torah, says Yimara, let the Metzora walk into the Azara and let him do it without putting just his hands in. Let him go in full-fledged and put his hands on and do because that's what the Torah requires.
Yeah, but you can't you can't have a losar say and then
I say why not?
If you're if you're supposed to do something, but there's something else that says that you're not allowed to do something in a certain condition, you can't override.
Sure, you can.
Yeah, shlamim you cannot do on Shabbos. Only those korbanos that are required.
Absolutely,
because you can do it Sunday or Friday.
Absolutely, you're absolutely right, 100%.
But dispensation for those.
We're talking about a metzora. Metzora, there is no day of the year better or worse for a metzora to bring his karbanas. It's mandatory. And it's mandatory in the Torah that you have to go and put the blood on the oizen, on the boyan yad, on the boyan regel, on the thumb, and on the big toe. There's no day of the year that you have any greater dispensation than any other day to allow the metzora to go into the azar. After all, he's still tummy. He's a mechusa kippur. But what do you do with the blood then? So you can't go and take the blood outside the azara into the Ezras Noshim or into the Shah Niknar, because then the blood will become pasul biyotze, and then the carbon will become pasul. You can't allow the material to come into the Azar to put the blood on the binders. Because he's Tameh. So what's the Eitzah? You put his hands in. How can you do that? Be'a b'miktash ma'bi'a, says Ula. Avada b'drachmana oma, the Torah says, that's the only way. Otherwise, the Metzorah would never have Tahara. A special halacha, that's the only case by Metzorah. But we had a shayla yesterday when the Metzorah also had another level of Tameh because it was also Tfoliyoy, because it was a Balkari. Do you say Hutter? That was yesterday's Gemara. But the point is, there's no other way for Mitzvah to get Tohar, to be back into the Machna, to be reunited with his family. He'll be stuck in purgatory in perpetuity, forever now. So, they have no other answer. So, Frank Dimar, if that's the case, if the Torah requires that the Hashem Mitzvah has a smicha b'balim, that the Mitzvah has to put his hands on, and the Torah also requires that it has to be right after the smicha, Schnell. Shechita, no 2 seconds, no 10 seconds, no 12 seconds, right on the spot, one after the other. If that's the case, you have no choice. So tell the Metzayda, Mr. Metzayda, you're the only person among Klal Yisrael that is entitled Betumah to go into the Azara, go in, make your smicha, and get right out. So Feitimara, why don't you say that that's permissible? Dozing more shayla. Enochmal. Microsoft. Ikosoft is Mikasash Mitsoy with their rice. And they will make a shrita is their rice. Lay over this machlahedja. Let him walk into the Azara. Drachmana Omadatate is optic. That's what you're supposed to do. And therefore the Gemara gives two answers. Omer Vadabar Masna Avadim and Atoyra, you're absolutely right. The Matsoyra is allowed to walk into the Azara full fledged, full body, full spirit. Walk into the Azara to do the smicha. So why did the Braisa say over here, nah, you can't do it? I'll tell you why. Because after all, a Metzoyer is not used to walking into the Azara. In fact, he's not even used to walking in Yerushalayim. He has been out of Yerushalayim for who knows how long, for at least a week or two, maybe months, maybe years. And therefore, since he's not familiar, I'm afraid he's going to walk around too much in the Azara on necessary steps. And therefore, he's going to be over on the din of Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav, which is going to require him to go and bring a Chatas Oyla V'Yoyed, because by mistake, erroneously, he's walking around where he's not supposed to be walking around. Rashi, by the way, says a very interesting note. What does Rashi say? I'm only worried about his going out. I'm not worried about his going in. If you look at the Rashi, Shema Yarba B'Psiyas, about 10 lines on the bottom. Li'achar shesamach in yikonis psia letzad pnim yoyisim mishahoyet zorech nimtza onish karis chas shalom
inside. Exactly. So it's there for he's going to make a problem.
Isn't correct. But notice Rashi says li'achar shesamach. If he's going to go and shevi yarbe psia is koydim shesamach. Okay, that's he has a purpose. He's on the way to do it. So by accident, if he goes to the right, to the left, okay, listen, he doesn't know where the behemoth is, he doesn't know how to go, he doesn't know where. So therefore, that's not a problem. The problem is that after it's all over, there's no purpose anymore. So for 1 second, he's going to hear it. So that's why Midrabban, we said, you know what, Mr. Mitzayra, you stay outside, and we go and take the baim out.
And going inside of Chuya.
What do you mean?
As a docha, normally you're not allowed to, so it's
a dichur, is it hotter?
Are you talking about the baima?
No, the Mitzorah.
The Mitzorah is allowed. The Mitzorah is supposed to be outside, not supposed to be inside.
No, we're saying he is allowed to go in.
He's allowed to go in Minatayra. Midrabanan, it's there. Mevatel this din b'shevi al taisa.
In fact, we had a matlokas yesterday. Yeah, or it's.
Tchui is usually covered the carbon itself. There's no tchui over here. What we're saying is that the chacham have the right to go to mavatel a mitzvah, the shevi al taisa. So although, yes, he's supposed to walk in, the chacham say, you know what? Don't walk in. Stay outside. Therefore, he's not going to perform a mitzvah. But the chacham say, you're allowed to do that. You're not allowed to be oike. The person should be oiver and aveira. But to go and be so oiker mitzvah, it can be oiker mitzvah.
But he finishes all the avodah, and he's finished everything. He stays, let's say, stays with the carbon. He still has to do everything else. Okay. So that time he's going to raise chedem.
As soon as the carbon is finally brought, all the kabbanas, he has 3 kabbanas, right. But in particular chatas and the asham, and they're going to do the zrika sadam. Right. Then they're going to be a big announcement. Yanku Matzaira, Kimtara, now you're allowed to go in.
Now you can
tell it. But until that point, Chas Shalom Chiyav Kares, and we don't allow him. And that's why the Chum Mavatl, this mitzvah, walk in, do this micha inside. Rather, they say, let's take the behemoth out. So what are we missing? We're missing the taking of the micha shchita. Okay, it was Kenachta, B'Shev Al Taisa, they can do that. That's teretz number one. Ikka di Amri, Omer Vada Bar Master, Smichas Asham Mitzvah di Araisa, the takeif the smicha shchita lav yiraisa. Smicha staka, avod, sure, have my hekish. Therefore, you have to go and do it, smicha. But that you do, take the smicha shchita, that's only a requirement midrabanan. Our Gemara doesn't tell us why there is such a requirement midrabanan. Says the Sfas Emes, the reason why there's such a requirement is because anything that happens after the smicha is already giving it a greater level of kedusha. Now we really mean it, Rabbi said, this is my carbon, I was just soimach on it. So we don't want that from that time until the time of the shechita that they should be mishtamish bekodshim. Of course, that gets you in potential me'ila problems. And therefore, they say, you know what? Right at the smicha, shechita. So you don't have to worry about that something in between that the behemoth did some sort of avoida or did something else. Anyway, so that's, of course, Drabanan, since the din of Teikas Micha Shechita is Drabanan according to this Ikka the Amri. Okay? So the same Rabbanan said, don't allow the Metzora to come in. He has no heter. The only kasha was if Minatoira, both smichas required by this Osha, as well as Teikas Micha Shechita is required. Now let him come in, because that's part of the requirement. And now I'm telling you that Teikas Micha Shechita is only Drabanan. Minatoira, it can take even a minute or two or three or four or five. Fine. So take the behemah, go to Shai Nikna, he's going to do the smich over there, b'chol koichai, and then drag the behemah back into the Azara. It'll take 2 minutes until the Shechita. Fine. It's only Drabanan and Teikas Micha Shechita. How do you tell me the taker for the smicha shechita is the rabbanon? I stay tachdu on the price. I stay in posik. V'somach v'shochat. We had already this posik yesterday. We even had the drasha yesterday. The somach v'shochat are two psukim back to back. First posik says v'somach yodei al roisho oyla v'nirtzaloi lechaper olav. V'shochat is ben abakar lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem means in the azara. And therefore, darshan the Gemara, the somach b'shochat, mas smicha b'tohirim, just the smicha has to be b'tohirim, because he cannot go into the Azara. Af shechita b'tohirim, all the shechita has to be done b'tohirim. Now, remember, the Gemara asked the other day, so b'zoi, how could it say in the Mishnah that the shechita can be done by Tmeim? And the Gemara said, this is Rabbanan, it's a smachta. Okay, but anyway, what's this drasha? Just like smicha is b'tohirim, af shechita b'tohirim. So you want to be amris, love the array. So if you're going to go and tell me that the din of tekef, l'smicha shechita, is not minatoira, so b'zoi, why are you telling me that just like smicha has to be b'tohirim, shechita has to be b'tohirim? Smicha doesn't have to be toil. Smicha can be even by Tmeim. But Tmeim nami mishkachis la. How? Our case of the Asham Metzayra. The Metzayra is Tamei, and he's going to go and do the Smicha, and he's going to do the Smicha outside in the Shah Niknar, and there is no requirement that Smicha be done with Tahir. Smicha can be done with Tmeim as well. So what's the Gemara's drush over here? Mas Smicha with Tahir. But Gemara, you're 100% right. El Eipach, rather switch it around. Smicha Zesham Metzoyra Lav Dir Reisa. Taking the Smicha Shechita is Dir Reisa. The din of Smicha Vesham Metzoyra is not Minatoyra, it's Midrabanan. Why? Because in the parasha of Hashem Metzoyra, it doesn't say anything about Smicha. But by all the other Hashemites, you do have Smicha. Says Rashi, you're right. But all the other Hashemites come for a certain tikkun in terms of an aveda that the person did. This is lahatir. You're allowing now the Metzora to come back into the Machna, to be back with his wife, to be back part of civilization. So therefore the kavana of this Hashem is not to be machaper, it's rather to be machshir and matir. Therefore it's a different quality than all other Hashemites. Other Hashemites, you do require a smicha. Hashem Metzora does not require a smicha. You just do a smicha midrabanan. Since you're doing a smicha midrabanan, that's why the Rabbanan said, oh, but we're not going to allow, because of our din, the Rabbanan, that you should be over the kumva asay, coming into the Azara. You're going to have to stand outside the Azara in the Shar Niknar, and we're going to take the behema out, so that you should go and do the smicha on it. Good, so we have a number of terutzim, and we continue on now with a new shtickle in the sense that we're not continuing the discussion we had until now, but rather we're going back to yesterday's discussion. What was yesterday's discussion? We asked Akasha on Ula. What was Akasha on Ula? Let's take a quick look at yesterday's Omid Beis. Lamid Beis, Omid Beis. We had Omar Ula. Ula was roughly 10 lines from the top of Lamid Beis, Omid Beis. What did Ula say? Ula, Omar, Ula, Omar, Ishlakish. Tomei. Shehichnis yodei lefnim, a person who's tamei, including our case of the mitzayra, he puts his hand inside, like obviously not when he's doing the behinos, because that's part of the mitzvah. But otherwise, a tamei that puts his hand inside the azara, he gets malchus. Aha. Okay. In other words, it's awesome. Then two lines later, let's learn the whole shtickle. Shenema, because it says in the pasuk, "B'chol kodesh le'sigav al mikdash le'savoy, makish bila negiyah ma negiyah b'miktsas shmo negiyah." Just like when you're talking b'chol kodesh le'sigav, don't touch, even if you touch with your finger, with your pinky, that's also called negiyah. There's no shiur. Abiyah b'miktsas also shmo abiyah, coming into the azara also. Well, lav dafka the azara. We're even talking about, for instance, for a matzora. Or someone else, Azav, is not allowed to come into the Harabayis. So if they come to the Har HaBayis, also be of a mitzvah, even just a fustrit, even just putting your toe in, your nose in, be of a mitzvah shmodiyah. So Rav Oishi asked Ula, I'll ask you a question of Metzorah. What was the question of Metzorah? Metzorah was Shmini Shaloi Be'er Pesach. And he saw Keri Boi Ba'yayim Betoval. So to the Braisa, Omru Chacham, Avo Pish Ein Tvul Yayim Acher, Nichmas, even though normally we don't allow a Tvul Yayim to come into the Azara, Zeh Nichmas, he is allowed to go and put his Bohoinois in and his ear in. Why? Because Mutav Yovi Asei Sheyesh Boi Koris. What's the Eshesh Bekoris you have to bring today? The Er Pesach, the Karm Pesach. Karm Pesach has an Eshesh Bekoris. There are only two. What are the two? Eshesh Bekoris, Karm Pesach, and Mila. All the others are only Lavin. They're not Eshes, they're Lavin. How many are there all together?
34 Lavin.
34 Lavin and two Eshes. Very good. Anybody wants to check it up? It's the first Mishnah, Mesechta Krisis. Anyway, but continuing on the Gemara. So what was the Gemara's Kasha? So the Gemara, skip now a few lines. V'i Amris, see where it says Harbe in parentheses, go one line further. V'i Amris, Bia b'mixis shmo bia, heichi ma'ayil yodi b'bohoinois, idi b'idi es shiyesh b'ikarisu. We have over here two essays. We have the essay of Karbon Pesach, but we also have the essay that Vishalch Menamachne called Tzurua v'Cholzav v'Chol Tomei L'Nafesh. It's also an essay, and putting your bonus if you hold beer the mitzvah shmo beer like Ula holds. Oy vavay, I got problems because then putting in your fingers into the Azara is also a case of essay shiyesh by Karis. You're not allowed to. Every mitzvah is allowed to. That's what the Torah said. But this mitzvah is a chatzvul yoyim. Tvul Yom because he's also Balkeri. Balkeri is not allowed to put his fingers in. And if you're telling me putting the fingers in is awesome because Bia b'mikdash shmo Bia, so then this is din of Karis. So why are you telling me that the Karim Pesach trumps, supersedes the din of Tvul Yom? They're both Esheshesh Bekaris. The Karim Pesach has an Esheshesh Bekaris. And this is also an Esheshesh Bekaris. The din of Yishalch and Machna, Kulturov, Cholzov, including the Balkeri, the Tvul Yom, as well as the Shish Baikaris. So why is the Karim Pesach any better? That was the Gemara's Kasha of yesterday, and the Gemara gave it Teretz, Mitosha, Hutla, Tzalatoi, Hutla, Kiryon. Once the Teretz gave a Het of it is, Het is also for that. But Ravina says they don't need to come on to that, because if you listen carefully to what Ula said, Ula started off, Tomei Sheikh Nisiyodil Efnim, Loike! He gets Malkus. He didn't say he gets Kares. Tomei Sheikh Lusyadul Afnim is like he gets Malkus. He said that Tafka. Ravina Omal Inyan Malkus Itmar. Second Rashi from the Tabula Tap Rashi. Ravina Omal. Hadi Omal Uli El. Mishmed Rish Lokish. Bebiya Bemekzas. Shmobiya. Linyan Malkus Omal. Kirika Omar. Kirika Omar like he said the Fetish. Loike. Behedja. That's what he said. Don't ask any kashas mitzayir shirakari. The iskash biel and agil as hara iskash. Only the isur kidachsiv loy savoy. Aval oynish loy iskash dein oynish ben agil. So Rashi gives now a very nice svara too. Number one, Rashi is telling us is that although a person who's tummy who comes into the Azara, he gets kares if he did it bemezid, be a bemitzas, you don't get kares, you only go and get malkus. Now the question is, where does that come from? The whole Rai that the Bia v'mikdash shmo Bia is from this pasuk. First date in the pasuk, you have a double part of the pasuk. B'chol kodesh lo siga, then a mikdash lo sovay. So the Gemara said, just like negiyas v'mikdash, you just touch it with your pinky. So the Bia is also v'mikdash, just also with your pinky, or your hair, or whatever. Bia v'mikdash shmo Bia.
So there should be chorus.
No, one second. Since the whole nikar of being b'mitzas is from the case of negiya b'mitzas. What's negiya b'mitzas? That a person whose tummy touches kachim and he's mitameh it. There's no din of kares. If you eat the kachim when you're tummy, about is a din of kares. But touching kachim when you're tummy, no din of kares. Don't do it.
It can't be stronger than the source. The punishment of bia can't be stronger than the source of negiya.
It's dialogue medinlius kinin type of thing. Right, not really. We're not talking about a kal v'chomer, but the same type of thing.
It's a derivative. Can't be stronger.
It's a derivative.
Source.
It's a derivative. The whole din of bia mix is a derivative from negiya mix. So if a person happens to be tummy and he touches kachim. Don't touch the kachim. But he did touch the kachim. He gets malchus. He doesn't get kodesh for that. It's just an isalah. Loike. Same thing is biva miktus is also only loike. So you start asking me a kachim. On erev Pesach, I have a lav sheishba and it's an eser sheishba kodesh. And this din of the person going in with his hands into the azara. It's all to Nesesh Yesh by Kodesh. No, no, it's not Nesesh by Kodesh. It's Nesesh Yesh by Lahav Mit Malkir. Oh, it's a Mazari Nochmul. The Chiev essay of the Korim Pesach is strong and supersedes this essay of the Shavu Nachim.
It's a special.
Avadah on Korim Pesach is certainly special. That's the din of Kodesh. But until now, we assumed yesterday and until this moment that the Biva Mikdash is all to Kodesh. So the question is, my ume high karis, my high karis. Why is one karis better than the other karis? Just stay outside. Don't bring a karim basic now, and you bring it hopefully basic shy.
It's such an obvious point. Why did the Gemara, why did the early Maidar maybe ignore it? I mean, if it's lokets, it seems
well,
like
a... Well, you got to leave something for Ravina to do too, you know. Ravina can't stay at home, sit on his hand. You give him also a job. Anyway, so bottom line is, yesterday we assumed it's karis. Today we're saying according to Ravina, it's malchus. By the way, Ravina didn't necessarily change Ravoshia. Ravoshia asked this kasha. Could be he still holds even till today that be a mixer shmar be, and just like a person who goes in Rosh Verubai gets karis, even if he goes mixes he gets karis. Although you're right, although we learned from the din of the gear, however it's like the Gemara's that say from time to time uki ba'asrei or mineu mineu uki ba'asrei, meaning I know the iser of be a mixes from the din of the gear mixes, but what's the din about beer inside the azara? It's karis. See, it's also karis. So that would be the machloek between Ravosh and Ravina. How do you learn now the oinish? Do you learn it from Bia?
Or
you learn it from the Nikia? Exactly. Okay, so that's the terrace of Ravina. Kiyosa Ravin Omer Vavo. L'inyan Tomei Shenoga Bekoydish Itmar. What Ravin says in the name of Ravo is the quote that Ula said yesterday in the name of Rish Lakish about the din of Koris yesterday or Malkis today about Bia Bemixis. Rabbi say, Rish Lakish never spoke about the din of Bia Bemixis. What we said yesterday was just an error on the part of Ula quoting Rish Lakish. Azeizot to Ravin Amr Bavol. He only spoke about the Tomei Shenoga B'Koydish Itmar. He didn't talk about Bia B'Mixas. Not even P'Mixas. He didn't mention the Bia B'Mixas at all. See the next Rashi. The Tomei Shenoga B'Koydish Itmar. So Rashi. Lo Yalef Rish Lokish Malkis Mihukra. El the Tomei Shenoga B'Koydish. Lo Ayri B'Mixas Vias Mikdash Klal. He wasn't even talking about Vias Mikdash. This is all Ula having some sort of miscommunication, misinterpretation, he was given the wrong information. Balamasa, Rish Lakish didn't even talk about the din of Tomei Sheikh Ziyad al-Afnim. What he was speaking about was Tomei Shenoga B'Kodesh. That's the only thing that he was talking about. Okay, so what did he say about Tomei Shenoga B'Kodesh? Amachloikis Vishen Rish Lakish Med Rav Yochanan. Rish Lakish Amma, Nefunti tells him. Rish Lakish Amma Loike, there's a din of Malkis. Rav Yochanan Amar, Ain't Loike, no din of Malkis. But B'Kodesh should be a din of Malkis, because after all, it says B'Chol Kodesh Loisiga. It's a Chanis Alav. And it's a lav sheish b'maisa.
Delivering if it's malchus or kari, it's not malchus or nothing.
Well, malchus and kari is about the bia b'mikdash. Now we're talking about the negiya b'kodesh. Maximum is malchus. So what's the tam for the machlokes? Rish Lakish Amar loike b'chol kodesh loisik as a shteit b'feish alav. Don't touch the kachim. Big sign. Don't touch the kachim. If you tell me, don't touch it. And he did touch it. So he's over a lav. Love, he gets Malkus finished. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Loike, why? Because Ahu B'Truma Tziv. This pasuk is, although it uses the term Koidish, it doesn't mean Kodshim that you bring in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. It's referring to Truma. How do I know it's talking about Truma? The word Koidish sounds like Kodshim. How do I know so much Truma? So Rashi explains. What is this pasuk talking about? This pasuk of B'chol Koidish Le'Sigav HaMikdash Le'Savai. We're talking about Our Lady that just gave birth to a baby, Mazel Tov. What does it say in the pasuk? Ushloishim yoim, ushloishis yom, for 33 days, teishib dmei tara, she has dinam of yimei tara, dmei tara. B'chol kodesh leisigam abeik shor, don't touch the kodshim. No, mikdash leisave, don't go to beis mikdash. Ad melois mei tara, until the 33 days are over, in other words, the entire 40 days are over. What is her status during those 33 days? It's possible to refer to as yimei tahara, dmei tahara. But on the other hand, she doesn't finish off her real tahara until she brings her kabbonis. So what status does she have? So Chazal referred to us, and Rashi over here refers to as well, she's called a tvulas yoim oruch. Why tvulas yoim oruch? Because normally a tvul yoim goes and toivels during the day, and you wait for Herif Shemesh at night, so you have to wait 5 minutes, 5 hours, whatever the time period is between the tvila until Herif Shemesh, tvul yoim. Here, however, you know when she toivled? She toivled at the end of the seventh day of Leva. The first 7 days, she was Tamei. Isha Kisazri, the old Zohar, the Tamei Shivas Yomim, just like Anida. 7 days she's Tamei. What happens at the end of the 7th day? She toivled. After that Tvila, is she allowed to go and go back to her husband? Yes. Is she allowed to go and eat Truma? No. Why can't she eat Truma? She toivled. That's already Harif Shemesh. Is it Tvul Yom Orech for the next 33 days until the end of the 40th day? 7 plus 33. During the 33 days, she's called a Tvulas Yom Orech. It's a long Tvul Yom. During that period of time, she's not allowed to go and eat Truma. And that's what the Pasuk tells me, B'chol Kodesh Lesiga, don't eat the Truma. Zintai. We're not talking about touching Kodeshim. We're talking about eating Truma. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. A Truma Ksiv. About 10 lines at the top of the Trashi. Kinemuchach say to the crowd, look at the end of the Pasuk, and Maloisi made Tahara. Until the end of the 40 days, she Yarev Shimsha, because that whole time she's a Tvulas Yom Aruch. She Tevelis Bishvil in Leidasa, v'chol Yemei Toyer Shela, all the 33 days, har hi kitvulas Yom Aruch, alang atvulan, or v'yoy mem, v'yachod mei v'yakavana, on day 41, after the 40 days, next, Omerik Sivloi, Siga ad Malois. You're only not allowed to go and touch until the end of the 40 days. In other words, at night. We're not talking about the morning of 41. We're talking about after Matzah 40 days. And Mishiyimlu, your mea, Tiga, then she's allowed to go and touch. Vafin Mechuseres Kapara. But she's still Mechuseres Kapara. She's not allowed to eat Kodshim yet. She's not allowed to even go to Beis HaMikdash yet. She's Mechuseres Kapara. Al Korcho Mushduch Zayin Betruma Ksiv. To the Inyan Kodesh, she's not to have any Heter HaShetavi Kaparos. She's Mechuseres Kipurim. V'achimu'inu L'alai Krob Yibom Mizbeh Oral. V'kimit the Truma Ksiv. L'yofina Malkas the Kodesh. Ah. So the Paz B'chol Kodesh L'siga means don't get close to the Truma. You know why don't get close to the Truma? Because you're still at Tvul Yom. At Tvul Yom is not allowed to go and eat from Truma. So we're talking about Truma. We're not talking, maybe we're talking about Kodshim. No, we're not talking about Kodshim. Because since it says, El Mikdash Le, Bechol Kodesh Le Siga, Ad Maloisi Me Tahara, until the 40 days are over. Oh, so once the 40 days are over, now it's already nightfall. Now eat as much Truma as you want. Now there's no problem of eating the Truma. Why not?
Eating, you have to wait until.
Eating and touching, right. We're going to talk about touching and eating in a moment. But the point is, if we're talking about Bechol Kodesh, real Kodeshim, Ad Maloisi Me Tahara, would she be able to go and eat Kodeshim now at night?
Yeah.
Of course not. She still has to go and bring her Karbanos. She's still a Mechuseres Kippurim. She's still Tamei. So therefore, Bechol Kodesh is referring to the Truma.
The Yom is only applied to Truma.
Exactly. Well, the Yom only applies to Truma. Zeh a good Gesamt.
It's Mishnah Brachos.
Yeah, exactly.
But we don't take Karbanos into account.
Oh. Look, yes, Mr. Friedlander, the end of the Rashi was, what does Rashi say? L'choyre, let's make a kabochayim. Ma'adach, you're not allowed to go and touch or eat truma. You shouldn't be able to eat or touch. Have a wonderful Yom Tov, L'chaim L'shulam. Have some wine in Eretz Yisrael. If you get there... If or when Mashiach comes today or tomorrow, bring an oil sriya on my behalf in case I'm late. Bring all this via and shalom lechigim. Anyway,
can you do smicha too for you?
That's a good question. Can you go and appoint a shliach to go and smicha on behalf of the Baal? Yeah, sure. We got a whole mesechta zvach and we have the whole seder kachim ahead of us. But anyway. So what did Mr. Friedlander tell us? That Rashi says at the very end, why don't they say, make a kal v'choymer l'malkis from the din of Truma? Why did Rabbi Yochanan say, ain't a loike? Because it's Tumat Truma. Okay, it's Tumat Truma. Well, make a kal v'choymer from Truma to Kachim? The answer is, because ain't masir min adin, ain't oinchim min adin. That's why you cannot go and add on any isurim for Kachim. But now that we spoke about the inyan of eating Truma and touching Truma, that's going to be now a touchy issue. Zokimara, Rish Lakish, Hai Kral, Hachid Asa. Rish Lakish said that this pasuk is coming to tell you of the Gabi the Din of Tomei Shnoga Ba Kodesh. A person who's Tomei, don't touch Kodeshim. And if you do touch Kodeshim, you're going to get Malkus. Ay, Haimi Boyle, Rish Lakish said, you need this pasuk to tell you Ashara, Li Oichel Psar Kodesh. That a person who happens to be Tomei is not allowed to eat kachim, not touch kachim, to eat kachim. How do I know? The itma. Taka machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish. As horoli oichel basa kodesh minayin. How do I know that a person who is tomei is not allowed to eat kachim? No, I know that if he eats kachim, he gets chas v'sholom kores. The pasuk says beferish that a person banefesh that happens to be tomei and he eats kachim, it's a mosi Allah v'nichasa nefeshahi. Savad is a din of kares. But where's the ashora? Where's the warning? Shakti Mara. Even though it says the Lashon Loisiga, Reish Lakish is learning that means Loisoichel. Gemara is going to talk about this in another moment. But he's saying it has to do with eating. Reish Yochanan Omar, Yochanan says we don't learn it from here. Tony Bardala, rather Bardala learned the Drasha, Asir Tomasi, Tomasi Mibias Midash. We learn Tomasi, Tomasi Mibias Midash. Vishte Tomasi Mitomasi. So, where's Reb David just left now? The other Gemaras too have the Rishonim, they bring both Pesukim, Tumasi. But one Pesuk says, person who eats from the Kachim, the Tumasi Allah, the Nichasa Nevashi. So, you have one Pesuk. Well, actually, also quotes the Pesuk at Ish and that at length, but a little bit. Simbakaris, Baichel Kodesh, Vitumas Aguf, the Tumas Allah. And B.S. Midish says, also the beginning of Parshas Chukas, a person that goes into the Nefesh, who goes into B.S. Midish, Oy Tomasi Boy. So we learn Tomasi Tomasi, one from the other. Ma Bias Migdash Ika Ashara Vli Tamas Machanayim. All the Tumas Aguf, the Oichel Koydish, he learned the Ashara from the Tamas Machanayim. Anyway, the point is getting back to Rabbi Yechanan, Tani Badla, Asi Tomasi Tomasi, and Bias Migdash. Mal Halon Onash Vihizir, a person who goes into the base of Migdash, the Torah says, Vlo Yitamas Machanayim. And therefore you're not allowed to go into the base of Midrash, so there's a lav, lo yitamu. And a person who goes in, the Pasuk says, a person who goes in and eats chas v'sholom v'tumasi olav, and that eats, goes into the base of Midrash v'tumasi olav, then he has a din of kares. It's malalon onesh v'hizir. Afkan, the same thing applies to a person whose tummy who eats kachim, even though it doesn't say b'feish in the Torah any lav, it only tells us the oinish, I learned the lav, from B.S. Mikdash. Afkan onish v'hizim. Period. Anyway, the kasha was on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said a moment ago that I learned from Chol Kodesh Loisiga, a person whose tameh is not allowed to touch Psar Kodshim. If he touches Psar Kodshim, he gets Malkus. And now the same Reish Lakish says that a person who eats Psar Kodshim b'tum asoy, he gets Kareis. How do I know the lav of both the touching of the kachim as well as the eating of the kachim, both from the same pasuk b'chol kodesh loisiga? How can you learn two drashas from the same pasuk? Zokti Gemara, tamei shenoga b'kodesh min afkar rachmana b'loshen negia. Since the Torah says loisiga, no, I mean don't touch. So therefore, it's the lav, don't touch the kachim if you're tamei. So that's one lav. That's the lav that we had at the top of the omit. As are the oichel, how does Reish Lakish learn that? Mid iskish koydish le mikdash. Since I have in the same pasuk, vushtein the pasuk, the chol koydish le siga, the la mikdash le savai, the chol koydish le siga is referring to achilas kachim, the la mikdash le savai, don't go into the base of mikdash. How do you know the chol koydish le siga is talking about eating kachim? Maybe it's talking about touching kachim, because it says le siga. Explains the Gemara, it has to be talking about eating kachim, because only by eating kachim do you have the same din as B.S. Migdash, a din of kares. Like the Gemara explains, Tanya Kabasa Reish Lakish, I'll bring it right, Reish Lakish, the Chalkaidish Loi Siga, as Horli Oichel, we're talking about a person who's eating kachim, not just a person who's touching kachim. Atay Mazar, the Oichel, Oyena Elon again, maybe it's talking about touching kachim. It says Loi Siga. Tam Aloy Mechalkaidish Loi Siga, Migdash Loi Savai. Makdish koydish le mikdash. I have a hekish of koydish le siga. That's eating kachim, and I have to mikdash le savai bias mikdash. My mikdash dovish yeish by netilas neshama. Netilas neshama means that if a person has a shalom bit tamasi goes into the base of mikdash, Kodesh Baruch Hu will take his neshama in the form of kareis. Af koydish dovish yeish by netilas neshama. Also kachim, although the Torah says loy siga. We're talking about an isur by kachim that involves kares. V'benageya, netilas neshama mi'ikah, did we ever find anywhere in the Torah that a person who touches kachim is a din of karais? We never found that. The only time we find that there is an iser or there's an ownership karais is solely related to a person who ate from the kachim bitamasai. Like it said in the pasuk, the Torah Shalom in Lam Adala does bring it. Number two, ban nevesh asher toichal baser mizevach hashlamim. Asher Hashem etumasi olav, a person eats kachim, and tumasi olav means on the person he's tamei. Venechusa nevesh imiamel. Oh, shtei tichlod in the Torah the tumasi. That's the tumasi olav that we had two tumasis before. So, bottom line is, I learned from this pasuk that a person who eats kachim betuma has a din of karis. Jotting Mariet. Since I makish in the pasuk, b'chol kodesh loy sigav elamikdash loy savoy. Elamikdash loy savoy is so intense that it has a punishment and oinish of karis. Could not be b'chol kodesh loy sigav means just touching, because I never found anywhere that touching gives you a din of karis. Muzach zayin that the word loy sigav doesn't over here mean to touch, it means touching to eat. That's what the real negir means, to go and put it into your mouth and eating it. That's the negir we're talking about. That has a din of karis. That's what I learned one from the other to tell you a din of a lav. So bottom line is, Reish Lakish learns from Chodesh Lesiga two lavin. One lav having to do with a tomei who touches kachim, where he only gets malkis, as well as a tomei that ate kachim b'mezid, who chas v'shalom gets karis. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. We continue with tomorrow.